Lee Ronaldo live på Lydverket på P3. En kar du kan se live også, både etterpå I kveld og I morgen, dersom du tar turen til Blå I Oslo. Og jeg antar at Lee straks må stikke dit for å varme opp mer nå. But before you leave, okay. Lee, we're about to hear Patti Smith's version of Neil Young's After the Gold Rush.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is that from her new record?
Yeah, I think it's a bonus track or something.
Yeah, and I haven't heard it yet.
Who of those... Patti Smith and Neil Young is the biggest inspiration for
me. Oh, my God. They're both absolutely huge inspirations to me. You know, Neil has been there since my earliest days learning acoustic guitar. And, you know, some of the first alternate type guitar tunes I learned were some of his songs. And Sonic Youth toured with him in 1991 for about 3 months, a long, long tour. I think it was the first time he took an opening act on tour, actually. And we got to know him a little bit, and I'm kind of happy to say we're friendly to this day, and we see each other on occasion. If he comes to New York, we go backstage and hang with him a little bit, or, you know, we've played a couple shows together over the years since that tour in 91. And he's a huge, monumental influence, as is Patti. I mean, when I was coming back to music, when I was in art college and kind of coming back to music inspired by punk and new wave, what she was doing, especially in both with the band, which was so amazing, and also what she was doing with language was just so influential for me. I mean, I carried around her poetry collections, you know, like religiously, and was just taking so much inspiration from that stuff. And, you know, also seeing... that she took a lot of inspiration from people from the past, like, you know, from Keith Richards or from Jim Morrison lyrically and, you know, all the way back to someone like Arthur Rimbaud. And just to see that kind of lineage there, this kind of, you know, when I first started listening to Patti, it was pretty apparent she was part of this historical lineage of musicians and rock and roll people. And you know, it was something to aspire to at the time. And, you know, all these years later, it's kind of interesting to feel like maybe we've made our own little contribution to that, you know, that river of music or that lineage. And so they were both hugely inspirational. It's awesome that she's doing a Neil song.
All right. Lee Ronaldo, thanks a lot for taking time.
Okay, my pleasure.
Og dersom du vil se Lee Ronaldo live solo I morgen, da sender du bare en mail til lydverket@nrk.no. Så det sånn at de to første, de vinner bare. Så kjapp deg. Lydverket@nrk.no.